Even without all the new information from the Human Genome Project, scientists have been able to identify and characterize some genes that cause illnesses. But the details from the Genome Project will give scientists more specific places to look for problems. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on what that means for medical research.
Dr. Anil Lalwani of the University of California at San Francisco does surgery on people with hearing problems, but he'd also like to know how to prevent those problems. Several years ago, he started looking for a genetic mutation in a family in which people started going deaf at the age of 10. Studying the family's inheritance patterns, he and his colleagues came up with a general idea of where, among the 23 pairs of chromosomes, the problem might lie.
Unfortunately, it was a very large region of chromosome 22. Imagine about 20 million base pairs. So our gene could have been anywhere among the 20 million base pairs.
Base pairs are the letters within genes that determine what proteins they make. Abnormal base pairs can lead to abnormal proteins, in this case causing deafness. Lalwani was able to find the mutation by comparing his patient's sequence of base pairs with the normal sequences listed in the Human Genome Bank.
Because the sequence of the DNA was there at the genome level, we were able to figure out the structure of the gene that we were interested in and use that information to search for a mutation in our family.
Now that the human genome is mapped in such detail, pinpointing genetic defects will become more common, says Dr. Robert Weinberg of the Whitehead Institute for Biomedical Research, who discovered the first cancer gene. But he says there's a lot of work to be done before this leads to new methods of prevention and treatment.
The fact of the matter is, after one has identified a gene and a protein responsible for a disease, one has to learn how that protein works. And having learned that, one has to figure out new kinds of drugs that can inhibit or activate that protein. And that latter step is very difficult. It represents the place where many kinds of drug development strategies founder. And as a consequence, we still have to confront that difficulty.
The realization that there are only 32,000 genes to check out instead of 100,000 is good news, Weinberg says.
That makes the job of finding genes responsible for different human conditions much easier.
Because there's less information to hunt through. In addition, knowing people's individual genetic makeup may make it possible to closely tailor drug treatment to their particular problem, moving away from a one-size-fits-all approach to therapy. The information in the Human Genome Data Bank may also help researchers working in the area of addiction. Dr. Eric Nessler of the University of Texas knows addiction and mental illnesses have inherited components and is using the Human Genome Bank to track down the relevant genes. But a genetic test for addiction, or indeed any other condition, could be misused, he says.
We scientists are focused on pushing forward the biological basis of information. We have a responsibility now to work with politicians, government officials, ethicists, to evaluate how to use that information in a way that preserves an individual's privacy and protects them from possible deleterious uses of the information.
That concern has been an important part of the human genome effort. About 5% of the project's budget has been spent on researching moral and ethical questions. The positive side of genetic testing is that it opens up the possibility of prevention. That's what ear surgeon Lalwani is aiming for. He can now see if people with the mutation are more damaged by noise. They may be able to stave off deafness by avoiding loud noises.
From my perspective, the Genome Project and sequencing of the human genome provides the infrastructure for scientists like myself who do not have the facilities to do money-intensive, labor-intensive science, to be able to use that information to make our science go much faster.
With the Human Genome Project giving more doctors and scientists access to genetic information, the hope is that there will be more discoveries coming soon. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.